This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by regular guest Liz Hudson. Liz is an engineer turned marketer turned entrepreneur. She's had a great career at the Fortune 500 and then started her own consulting firm 10 years ago and has done just a tremendous job. We're going to talk to her today about what issues she's finding most interesting, what's challenging, and what technology she's excited about. Liz, take a moment and introduce yourself, and then let's talk about what are the two or three most interesting issues you're sort of watching today.
Yeah, great to talk with you, Scott. I'm Liz Hudson. As you mentioned, I'm the founder and principal consultant of EGH LLC. We're a healthcare products and service consulting firm, and we cover a lot of different areas, but we're highly focused on the private equity space. Some of the issues that we're watching pretty closely right now, they're multifold, but they're all connected with each other. We're seeing, unfortunately, another resurgence of COVID, and that's impacting things in a lot of different ways. Just everything from how we work. Is it in-person, virtual? We're starting to see some impact on travel, and that's just anecdotally with what we're seeing with, our own work and clients and things like that. We work with groups that are all over the world, particularly in China. And so we see provinces being shut down over there. So that's impacting manufacturing and shipping and things like that. That's certainly one of the first ones of multiple that we're keeping an eye on.
The resurgence of COVID is also, I saw this week an uptick in hospitalizations in the U.S. for the first time in a few months, 31,000 hospitalizations, which is nowhere near where we were at one point. But, all of us know people, again, that have COVID or that are sick, and there's more and more hospitalizations again. So we are seeing a little bit of that uptick, and we're certainly seeing it in the rest of the world. So thank you.
Yes, definitely. And related to that, these are two things that are not totally disconnected from each other. There's multiple things that feed into this, but supply chain issues, both from a timing and a cost perspective, it's impacting absolutely everything. I think we see in our day-to-day lives of what we experience at stores and things like that, but certainly in the space that we work in with healthcare, we're seeing that from a getting product from one place to another, particularly when they're coming from around the world. That's leading to, what are companies doing with inventory solutions? Are they holding more as much as they can? Are they limiting the SKUs that are being offered? So we don't have five colors that we're offering. We're just offering the one black and white one, but it's product versus nothing. And it's certainly impacting, all the timing with all of that. So that's another really pressing one that is coming into contact with decisions that we're making about absolutely everything from current manufacturing to new product development to, where things are being located and things like that. So that's another really, really big one that's just, on my mind every single day.
100%. And then the business that you're in or what you see with your clients dealing with, whether supply chain or COVID-19, what are the most challenging issues that you're seeing out there?
Yeah, I think those two things are definitely present. The stability in the world as a whole, right? We see what's happening in China and in Russia and just around the world, right? So that's a big one. Challenges around staff. Again, these things, COVID, supply chain, geopolitical instability is leading to staff shortages. And those staff shortages are actually leading to more staff shortages, right? The few that are left behind are going, this is too much work for one person. I don't want to do this anymore. And they're calling it quits. So that's another really big pain point. But, I think I find myself these days, particularly having, kids that are in middle school and in high school, one, thinking about college soon enough, and my nieces and nephews that are in elementary school and things like that, just kind of watching so what does education and preparation for our next generation look like? So that's another thing that's on my mind, and that's a little bit further out, but that's what's going to fuel our innovation pipeline. That's what's going to fuel our ability to navigate whatever challenges come our way next. And so, just keeping an eye and this is probably less from a work perspective per se, but just, you know, in anticipation of what happens in our world as a whole, what's going on with education, what's going on with preparation, what does school look like from a from an access perspective and cost, you know, the quality of education that they're getting, you know, just that that balance of the right kind of challenge and you know, pushing ourselves in the way we should, but not overburdening that it becomes too much. You know, watching that it's the kids that are going to school, not the parents that are going to school for the kids, you know, things like that. But that's another one that kind of keeps me up at night as well, thinking about what comes next.
But isn't that a fascinating question? Because so many parents worry about this fine line between helping your kids and not doing the work for your kids. And it's, it's the same with this entire workforce. It's, can you give people big challenges, lots of challenges, and do they want to take them on, or they're like, God, I don't need this job. I don't need to take on that big challenge. And that fine line of pushing and stretching assignments and those kinds of things, and at the same time worrying about if I push and stretch our people, will they quit? Will they resign?
Right.
And those are
right.
those are big issues. It's like, you know, you let a lot of people sink or swim, and now they say, sink or swim, I'll quit. I'm not going to sink or swim. That's, you know, why put so much pressure on me? I don't want to do that. But,
yeah.
but it's really a fascinating thing, isn't it, in terms of how you develop and grow people and how clients and businesses grow and develop people.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I do really think that that comes from a young age of building intrinsic motivation, right? Like, I think there has to be some level of, you know, how do we get our kids excited and motivated about doing this because they want to do it, not because their parents want them to do it, right? And allowing them to feel a little bit of those pain points because it develops resilience, right? It develops that skill, that grit to push through a hard thing. And I think that's a really important skill to allow our kids to do. And every single time we as parents, you know, with good intentions, right? We don't want to see our kids suffer. We don't want to see our kids, you know, have pain. And so we're trying to help. But I think in the process, not letting them go through that, we're not allowing them to develop that skill as best we could. And then it shows up in the workplace too, because when the going gets tough, then they go, well, I'm this is too hard. I don't want to do this. And, you know, I think, again, that does come from how we build those skills at a young age. But I also think, you know, from a management perspective and from a, you know, strategy perspective, the more we can build connection to the bigger picture, the bigger why of, you know, what we're doing, I think there's more, you know, back to that intrinsic motivation. I'll push through that hard thing because I'm bought in on what we're doing, why we're doing. I love this concept. And so it's a hard thing, yes. And I'm going to push through it because I believe in that bigger cause.
No, it's a fascinating perspective and so, so challenging for the workforce and tribes, like, you know, recruiting, retention, putting stress on people so they grow, but not putting so much stress on people that they quit, especially in this time of just, you know, everybody's got other job offers and lots of them. Fascinating situation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talk about, Liz, what technology are you most excited about? What are you using regularly? Is there anything new that you're excited about that you're using more? Any thoughts on the technology side?
You know, I guess I don't have a ton as far as like what I'm using so much as, you know, technology as a whole. I am really loving what I'm seeing in digital health. I think, you know, when we saw early on, I mean, I'm talking, you know, some years ago, you know, this concept of it, I think everybody was skeptical, but as you and I have talked about a couple few times now, that was something that COVID really pushed us to do, right? And I think that, you know, those situations, those tough situations are the things that breed innovation and kind of push us through those hard times. I mean, it's got a little bit of a theme here, right? If we allow ourselves to kind of sit through that hard thing and not give up, we find, you know, creative solutions here. But I love what I'm seeing as far as digital health is concerned and, you know, better patient access, both the healthcare providers as well as the patients getting more comfortable using it, you know, just on both fronts. I like what I'm seeing there. I'd love to see more of that.
Fantastic. Liz, as always, I want to thank you for joining us. A great leader, great STEM leader. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Always a pleasure to visit with you and always so many issues that resonate with all of us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Great to talk with you.